question was asked, if someone's doing the best they can keeping a mitzvah, like keeping Shabbos, and they're unaware that there are things they should be doing better, and then they suddenly discover, I've been transgressing all this time. Does that get held against them? So we have a rule, and we have a beautiful thought from the Rebbe of Chabad. The rule that's quoted in Talmud is Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu ba bitrunya im b'riyotav. That must be a Greek word, trunya. God doesn't come against his creations with impossible arguments. He doesn't have impossible claims of us. He has reasonable claims of us. So that rule is important because it means if I couldn't do better, I couldn't know more, so that's not my fault. The Rebbe of Chabad points out, he says, a kid becomes bar mitzvah. Does he know the whole Torah when he becomes bar mitzvah? No, he can't. A person does gir. So in the laws of gir, it says, you teach a ger some of the difficult mitzvos, some of the easy mitzvos, and then he does gir. Wait a second, he's got 613, he didn't cover them yet. What are you doing to him? The poor guy, he's going to do gir, and he won't know. Let's say 520 out of the 613. It doesn't say he has to know the majority of mitzvahs. It says he has no sampling. Some of the tough ones, some of the easy ones, the basic Jewish philosophy, and if he wants to, we convert him. So the Rebbe of Chabad says, wait a second, let him go to Mahon Meir for 10 years, let him get a doctorate in Judaism, then let him go and do the gear. What are you doing? You're not doing the guy a favor. He's going to convert and he's going to be transgressing every day just because he hasn't learned everything yet. So why'd you let him do gear so fast? So the Rebbe of Chabad says, here you learn a concept, that the Torah doesn't expect perfection at the onset. It doesn't expect perfection from the 13-year-old. It doesn't expect perfection from the ger. In the laws of gear, it actually says, a warning to Orthodox Jews, don't look over the shoulder of a ger. The ein midakdekinimo. It says clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, a person did gear, don't go looking at him and saying, you missed that, you should have done that different. Special halacha, Torah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, ein midakdekinimo, don't hold him to the T. It takes time, the guy's new at it. So, you see, the Rebbe of Chabad points out, you see that the Torah doesn't expect the ger to be doing Shabbos perfectly the first Shabbos, he just did gir. Same thing with the Chozer B'tshuva. You know, the guy grew up, he didn't know anything. Now he's suddenly learning he's Jewish, suddenly learning what it means to be Jewish. You see, it's not even a sin. Because if it were a sin, then we would tell the ger, wait, learn some more, then do your gir. And the halacha doesn't say that. The halacha says, once he has a basic concept, let him do gear. Then it's his responsibility to keep learning. And so from that we see, it's not a sin. It's not even held against him. It's not something a person has to do tshuva for. It's something which is part of the growth process. As a person will learn, he'll move forward. And you see that that's not held against him. I would add one more point. I highly recommend anyone in the gear program here should go online. There was a special class we did in memory of Dov. We used to do Dov's Minute here. 1 minute of learning in memory of a ger tzedek who passed away without ever getting married and having kids. So we had a class there either at the end of the Shloshim or the Yahrzeit. I don't remember. We had a class on how gerim are viewed in Judaism. And over there we discussed the hardships that a ger often encounters and the different midrashim that discuss why it's so. So there's one fascinating medrash that says that the hardship that a ger endures after his gir is to atone for the time it took him to do gir. God says, I've been waiting for you so long, why didn't you come sooner? That there's a special place, so to speak, in God's heart for a ger, where God says, the ger is one of those people I've been waiting for all this time. So you see that this concept in the Medrash, that the Medrash says that God says, I want you here as soon as possible. I'm waiting for you, so to speak. You see, maybe that's part of the idea behind telling a ger, do your ger when you're ready, and being ready does not entail to know all the 613. Your responsibility is to keep learning, to make sure you get it. But it's not held against you that you didn't get it at the beginning. You see that clearly from the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.